Hello, everybody. It's Marcy from wavesofcommunication.com. The information I provide is designed to equip and empower parents and caregivers to take at least one conscious, focused, positive action today toward helping your child shift from nonverbal communication into unprompted spoken language. There's no time like now to make the necessary changes you need to see the success that you want for the late talker in your life. So let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Language Facilitation Coaching, Consulting, and Q&A. My name is Marcy Melzer, and I'm an intuitive language facilitation coach and consultant and speech and language pathologist from wavesofcommunication.com. And it's my mission to help parents with these Thursday sessions get a little access to some coaching, to get some advice about the kinds of things that happen in your life. And so what I'm going to be talking about today to get started with is this topic. The late talker is making noises at the wrong times. This was a question that I got this week from one of the parents that follows me on, actually purchased my independent study course. And this is one of the topics that isn't necessarily covered, but again, language facilitation and the services that I offer as a coach and consultant is to help parents who are in the process of language facilitation, help their kids work through their communication situations, all of them, both at home and at school and everywhere else. And that's kind of what's going on here. And before I get to that, my cards are here. I'm very, very excited about the language facilitation card. So after I talk about that question, I'm going to pull a card. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about the deck, and we're going to get going with that. And of course, this is live Q&A. So if you have a question, this is your opportunity to post in the comments your question. In one post, if possible, tell me a little bit about the late talker that you're asking about in your question. Give me a little bit about, you know, their age and what the concern is regarding your situation, and a little bit about the action that you've already taken already, so we can figure out why maybe that's not working or what else you can do to make what you're doing more successful so that you can move forward and have some success with language facilitation. So let's get to this topic that I talked about today. And here's the question. It came from Sumia. And like I said, I'm not sure exactly how old her late talker is, but obviously he's school age. And what she says is that her son laughs the whole day at school, and he doesn't do that in front of me at home. It has become a very serious issue as his class teacher complained about it. And so what can commonly happen with parents who have kids, late talkers, who they are sending to a school, the school is operating the way they're operating. Your child is responsible to be part of a class, to follow the rules, to do what is directed through their structured day at the school. And they, again, as I always say, all behavior is communication. So it can happen that your late talker, just like they do at home, like they did before this stage of where they are now, they use nonverbal behaviors. We're just going to call it behaviors because that's what it's being labeled at school. Your son is doing a behavior. He's making noises. It might be laughing. It is in this case, but I have a family in my program where it was making noises, humming, that kind of thing, or clicking sounds or tapping or making noises, because this is a problem at the school. At home, you don't notice it, or it wasn't an issue, or it, obviously your child doesn't have the need even to use that same behavior at home that they have at school, which means that it serves a purpose. Remember, all behavior serves a purpose. All communication behavior serves a purpose too. So what you want to do is you want to really understand what is the communication behind the behavior? Because even these behaviors that are labeled as STEM behaviors, I put out a video yesterday about that. Even those behaviors have a reason, because again, if your child is using them in one environment and not using them in another environment, then it's an environmentally specific communication that the late talker has learned works to create some kind of reaction, to cause, to trigger some kind of reaction, either in themselves or in other people. So for example, a calming STEM behavior that even talkers use is they swing their leg, or they twirl their hair, or they chew gum, or they do things like that. And those are sort of subconscious behaviors we do to sort of make us feel better, calm. It helps me focus, right? We do these things because you'll always say in your mind, I do this because it helps me X. It helps me stay calm. It helps me be quiet. It helps me listen. It helps me whatever. That's where fiddlers and twiddles and all these things you see on your Facebook scroll that your kid, you can give your kid to do with their hands, right? Because these kids need some kind of consistent kinetic feeling of, you know, I'm good, I'm calm, I'm okay. And they're getting that in one environment and they're not getting it in another environment. So they're having to self-soothe or self-work themselves through these situations. And again, that laughter or that humming or that tapping or whatever it is that your kiddo is doing is going to cause a reaction in their environment. So the thing is, we know that your kiddo needs it. Why do they need it? Because they are anxious or bored or whatever. Why do we twiddle hair? Why do we need something to help us sit and focus? It's all because we're easily distracted, or, you know, like I said, if you're easily distracted by looking for something to do, because many humans get in the habit of naturally multitasking, and late talkers are really good at multitasking. They're looking, they're processing. There are many things going on in the brain at the same time. And what these twiddles and hand things do is help kids stay calm. So perhaps the school might be wanting to replace the behavior, the noisy behavior, with a quiet alternative. And that could be a good solution if they're not willing to change the environment to adapt your child as far as the schedule or what they're asking them to do. Like, nope, we need them to dig through and work through and do this. We need them to listen now. We need them to sit now. We need them to make choices now. And we need them to adapt to our school. And the kids are resistant, right? So they're resistant to adapting because at home, it's not, there's not so many tight rules that they have to follow, and at these places there are. And so they're communicating about that. So what you need to do is you need to help the environment accommodate the child so they can listen or do whatever. And if it is noise, a noisy thing that they're doing, you need to find a very similar non-noisy, maybe physical thing that they can do. You don't want to give them the poppers that go pop, 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 pop every time, because that's just replacing their laughing or screaming or tapping with another noise. You want to give them something quiet they can do. You want to use rubber bands. You want to use balls that rock. You want to use chairs that move. Things that allow your child to express, even subconsciously, this energy that's coming out noisy. It's just coming out as noisy energy because there is a need for them to communicate. I'm not happy. I need to calm. They're reminding themselves, I need to sit. I need to, you know, it's like, it's, I feel the need to move when I'm in that mind. And again, if the environment is making the child sit, they're going to move in some noisy way, right? Because the energy's got to come out somehow. So this is when you really want a coach to not just accommodate, to tell them to stop because what they're doing is wrong or bad, because you're just telling them that their message, their need, their communication is wrong or bad. You want to, first thing always is acknowledge, you need something to help you sit. You need a helper tool. That's what these things are. Noises, tapping, twiddles. They're all helper tools to help a late talker endure, get through, accommodate, go out of their comfort zone and stay there and actually learn from the person, because that's what school expects these late talkers to do. All these therapies, they expect them to move into the classroom or therapy environment and be on it 100%. That's, I saw a meme about the TikTok videos that kids are, you know, doing these things that they are, oh, I know what it was. It was about manipulation through curriculum. And they think if teachers were trying to manipulate your kids through curriculum, they would be manipulating your kids to work hard. They would be manipulating your kids to come to class every session. They would be manipulating them to bring them cups of coffee, right? They wouldn't be manipulating them. They wouldn't be wasting their energy as a teacher on indoctrinating them into something. Most of these teachers, they're just trying to get the kids to listen. They're just trying to get them to pay attention to their curriculum, whatever they're trying to teach, that's standard, even reading and writing and what's going on in the environment. And so that's what this is all about, is about the teacher accommodating the student's ability to participate, not just get through the session. Because some parents will put, like, if kids cover their ears, or there's all these different reactions, the behaviors that kids do because they don't know how to process. They don't have a different tool. They need a different tool. And you don't want to just accommodate it. You want to help them get a tool that they can use to work through it. So they understand, if I rock, then it's easier for me to listen. So I'm going to get my rocking chair and I'm ready to go. And they take responsibility. The late talker takes responsibility to equip themselves to show up, be ready to learn, and take in the information that the teacher's trying to give them. That's all they want. That's all they want. They want your kiddo ready to go. And so you have to help them help your late talker. They want them to stop, because the other thing that they're doing is they're trying to get every other kid in the class to listen and focus on them. And your kid's noisy behavior is distracting all the other kids away from the teacher. And again, that's making a problem. It's a problem for the teacher. So they're going to want you to help them solve that problem. And the way you do it is by offering these not quiet tools for your child to be able to, you know, participate a little bit more easier, the twiddles, and things like that. Hopefully that was helpful to do, because the thing is, you can't just shut these things down. You can't ignore them, and you can't shut them down and replace them, just because that is the same as just shutting down and ignoring the late talker, because all behavior is communication. So, all right, please like this video. Thank you for your support, for all of you who join me every week on Thursday for live Q&A. I'm not seeing any questions come in yet, but I want to remind you again, excuse me, itchy nose. So people are joining me to just now, maybe about this other topic, and you have a question about your late talker, this is the time for you to put those questions in the comments. And the other thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce my language facilitation cards. So I just got these cards, you guys, and now they're ready to be shipped. So you can order yours. The link is in the description. And what I'm going to do with these, starting on my videos, is I'm going to start to use them with you. So how you get them is they come in a bag like this, and there is a big stack. So I'm going to pull out the stack right now. It's very exciting. Look how big the stack is. There's a ton of these cards, 71 pictures here, right? And so on one side is images. And so what I'm going to do here is really quick. When you first get your deck, what you can do, and what I did was I made a little video here to show you what my very first, the thing that I did, and the thing that I think that anyone should do when you get any new product, any new tool that you're going to use, you have to explore it. You have to figure out what's in here. And there's a lot in here. It's like if you buy a book, you want to read it cover to cover. With these cards, it's easier. So what you're going to do, look at these pictures. I've got this little video rolling here so I can show you what you do. And so what you do is you pick a card and you look at it and you look at the words and you look at the pictures and you think about, does this fit with my life? Does this look like something that either I'm interested? Because this is an inspiration deck. So you're really looking for, how does this image, these words, this graphic, how does this inspire me to connect more with my lay talker? How does this inspire an idea I have? How does it inspire a strategy I can come up with? How does it inspire something that maybe I need to even change about myself and our regular habits? Because these are things that lay talkers need, they want, but they don't have the spoken language to communicate these messages. They want these things from you, and they're trying to communicate them, all of these things, including the things like this, that they appreciate what you do. And so what you're going to do with these cards is you're going to go through them, just like those images, and look at them and watch and see what they're doing, see what to do with them, right? And then you're going to sort them out. You're going to sort them into piles. This is, yeah, big issue. Or, oh, this was something we already worked through. Because what's going to happen is as you work with them, you're going to see things, obviously, at first that are, wow, there's 100 things. There's 71 cards in here. And there could be 70 of them that you're like, I could work on all these things. But you want to prioritize. You're going to prioritize, wow, this is really important. Or what you're going to do is tune in to yourself and see what's been bothering me. What do I really want to solve? And when you think about that, even before you pick up the deck, once you start looking through, you're going to say, this will help me. This isn't my deal. This will help me. This isn't my deal. And you'll find the ones that resonate, right? The ones that you'll be interested in trying out and using with you. I see that there's some questions coming in. Hey, Laura. Laura says, hi. And then she says, I love the bag. Can't wait to give these cards a try. Your deck is on the way. I know Laura is one of the people that order them. By the way, there are a few left in my first run that are ready to go. Order your deck now so you don't have to wait, because I'm in the process of, I may have to change my shipper or my printer because I didn't have a great experience the first time. And so it might take a minute for me to get the second run going. So you definitely want to order yours now before these sell out. And there's a space and time before the next ones come out. I hope not, but you just never know with what's going on with things right now. So that's the thing. You're going to get, you get a little bag that comes with them, and you can use the bag for work. But honestly, they just kind of fit in there. So what I'm going to do today is sort of another, oh yeah, the other thing that I want to do. So after you pick the images that look, that's when you flip the cards over, because that's when the real sort of education starts to happen. So what you do here, and I've got these same things in videos, and you're gonna see in each one, look at this top message, you know, whatever you see right here, this is the inspired action that's going to be talked about in the period. So up here, these create visual imagery. How can I do that? Laughter heals. What does that mean? You know, looking together at these things, animal communication, and if these words could be the thing that resonates with your idea. Remember, because before you picked up the deck, you were concerned about certain things that are going on, or that you wish you knew how to do, or you wish you had answers to, or things like that, that you're interested in developing for yourself. Because that's the deal about this card deck, is the images inspire you to look over on the back, where you get a new strategy, that you take some inspired action to really make a change. So that you know what to do. And it's simple stuff that fits on a card, so that you're able right here to take some action. Because I think that's it. Language facilitation, a lot of parents think, you know, how do I have the time to do this? I don't have the energy to do this. I don't have the way to sort of put this all together in my life. What if I'm, you know, in that time after your kiddos go to bed is when you start to think about, how am I going to use this? How am I going to figure out how these strategies will fit into my life? And you start to think about your schedule, and you start to think about your plans and what activities you have scheduled. And these cards will inspire you to try new activities. So the other thing that I decided to do, since I'm also not seeing any questions today, is decide to use my intuition and my sort of general global intuition, the way that I know how to come up with these strategies, that I tune into every late talker that's out there in the world, the energy of them, because there's a lot of things that are alike about them, even though each one is unique. And it's the same with the language facilitators. All you moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and caregivers and speech pathologists who are out there trying every single day to connect with late talking kids. You're inspired. Your energy is where I come from. You are my people, right? This is why I decided to do this, because I know how effective it is. And it's exciting. I love to help kids develop and share their wisdom with the world. And so that's what these cards will do for you. And so today, what I want to do right now is, as I'm excited and thinking about all of you who are get ready to just purchase this deck, definitely I can tune into your energy, Laura, who's joining me this video right now. And then all of you out there who are just getting ready, or maybe even thinking about purchasing it, or I don't even know what it is, and I don't even know how to do it. How do I even know if I want to make this investment? It's your energy I'm tapping into right now. So this is the card for you. This is the card that you need to see. What I'm going to do is I'm going to shuffle them a little and put that energy into them. Because the other thing that is about these cards is that all the messages on them were inspired by me and God and your responses and the work that I've done with families over decades of time. All of that energy is in these strategies. And I'm tapping into it right now to pick out what's specific right now. What's the message that most parents need to hear? And right now, I'm just going to pull out from the middle. And it's this one. Ooh. And it says, it's not fair. So my green screen's going to act weird as soon as I pull out these cards. It's not fair. And here's a pair of brothers who are dealing with it. So there must be a lot of language facilitator mamas out there that are doing battles. Kids comparing their outcomes or their situations to other people. It's not fair. If this resonates, this picture resonates with you. Let's look at the back. Okay. What it says on the back is talk about disappointment. Instead of making you read it, I'm going to read it for you. It says, when an ideal situation is unachievable, right? It's not achievable. It isn't fair. If it isn't fair, it isn't fun. It isn't fun. If it isn't fair, it isn't fair. You feel it, right? When an ideal situation is unachievable, late talkers want to complain. Right? You might be thinking about yourself feeling it's not fair. You might even want to complain. Late talkers want to complain about what they are lacking. I don't have this. He's not doing this. He is doing this, right? Remember, you can complain about what you're laughing at, you're lacking, and what you're not. Remember this late talker who's banging on things and laughing every day at school. He thinks his school environment's not fair, right? So it's something's going on. So they'll complain about what they're lacking so others can help them and find an alternative to feel better. Isn't that crazy? How we just talked about that strategy and what parents need to hear. And that's the strategy you need to do. You need to find an alternative to whatever they're using, because they need to use it. They need to say it. So find and help them. That's what a language facilitator does. They help the late talker shift whatever behavior they're doing to help them communicate that need, right? And help them feel better. So because you can only communicate when you feel good, right? So what you do, the strategy here is to show regard for feelings of loss. Wow, you don't have this. Or disappointment. You didn't get one. There's only one. Or he got the bigger piece, or you know, whatever is going on, especially in this card, right? And you want to do that before offering your suggestions. Before you say, here's, you know, blah, blah, blah is going to happen, or you can use this instead or whatever. You got to say, wow, you really like that. Laughing really makes you feel good. That tapping helps you focus. I know when you move more, you can listen better, right? You got to talk about that. And when you can't move, it stinks. You don't like it when you don't get what you want. You got to say that first before you start saying, here's something else that's second best, because second best is second best, even to the late talker, right? So you got to talk about the fact that I know, sometimes we got to do second best because the first best isn't always available. I don't have enough money for the top tier, whatever I can get. So I got to get, I don't have money for a BMW, so I got to get a Camry. I don't have money for a Camry, so I got to get a used whatever from my uncle. And then I'll work harder until I can get to the next level. But for now, it is what it is. It is what it is. Reality is we can't always get what we want. And this disappointment is a real thing that every late talker feels. And if you think that they don't, you're crazy, because it's what every human feels. It's what every human feels. Even though you try your hardest to make your late talker's life easy, right? So what you're going to do here is after, you know, then you're going to offer these solutions, but you want to model phrases that spoken words, because we're, again, we're trying to shift behavior that we've been talking about, but how do we turn it into spoken language? You model age-appropriate phrases that express your bummer situations. It is a bummer. I can't buy my new BMW. It is a bummer I don't have enough money to pay Marcy for coaching, so I'm going to invest in the cards. It's a bummer that I don't have this, so I have to do the work myself. That's what all this is about. Maybe that's what you all need to hear right now. That's why I'm guided to say it, right? It happens outside of your control. You don't always have control over your bank account, right? Not today. It is what it is today. You can go get a job or you can go give money away and it'll change tomorrow. But today it is what it is. And this is this bummer situation where my brother got a bigger piece, or we can't go outside right now because it's midnight, or, you know, and it gets dark too early, all this stuff. That's just the whole situation that lay talkers deal with every single day. So that's the card that was recommended for the parents today. So I'm not seeing any other questions, but I do see a comment. Miss Laura's still helping us out. And she says, we go through situations of not being fair when with my little girl, especially when she can't get what she wants. Right. And so I think that's it. Late talkers move through a stage where, you know, when you're a tiny baby, you get what you want when you're born. That's it. You don't want much. So it's easy. You need your diaper changed. You need to be fed. You need to be cuddled. You need your mom. You need, you know, entertainment, that kind of stuff. As kids get older, those needs, they, you know, oh, I like that. I want that too. And I like that. And I want that too. And I'm that and that and that and that and that. I want all of it. I want everything. Just like when I was a baby, why can't I have everything? And it's this reality check. Happens in the life of every single child, when they realize, oh, I can't always get what I want. And this is the moment, right when it happens, that you have the opportunity to facilitate some amazing spoken language, right? All the things we talked about. You can't always get what you want, and it is a bummer. I want things too that I can't get, and I want these things, you know, all of that. So that's it. So Laura says, this one is perfect for us, and that's because it tunes into the energy. It's just how it works with these things. Let's try another one. See if anybody else is joining and we have another situation, because I've got a little bit of time before I'll come off today. We'll just do one more if I don't get any more questions. And just so you know, I offer you one last chance to put your question in if you've got a different one, if you've got a comment about this situation, if your kiddo, if this card resonated for you, if you've got a lot of, I can't always get what I want. I just saw a meme or a post, I guess, on Facebook or something about a parent who was talking about her kids that are having candy withdrawal. Like, they don't usually get candy, but they got it for trick-or-treating and Halloween. And, you know, they've got a limit. You can only have 2 pieces a day or whatever. And, you know, maybe on Halloween, they got that sugar rush and they felt it. It doesn't take many of those for kids to really get to like them. So, you know, now you're detoxing. You could be detoxing from Halloween right now. And the dark isn't helping things. All that kind of stuff is going on right now. Let's see what else. One more card for tuning into the energies right now that parents who are watching this either now or on the replay, what's going on in the lives of the late talkers and language facilitators out there? Aw, I love this one. I have dreams. And what this one is actually so interesting, and this one's got a lot of green in it, so it's not going to show up so much on the with my green screen. It says, I have dreams, and the icon is a butterfly. And the color on the back of this one is indigo, because it relates to the crown chakra, which is up here above your head, where you connect with your dreams, where you connect with your inspiration, where you connect with your ideas. Hey, this is a good idea. I want to do this. The ideas that come out of seemingly nowhere come from your crown chakra. And this is one of the strategies that's going to help elevate that. And it says, I have dreams. And the word on the top, the inspired action, is bring dreams into reality, because that's what this card deck is going to do. I just heard the Amazon guy with my mailing labels knocking on the door, delivering them. So these are going to go out. Unfortunately, it's Veterans Day. So thank you to all of our veterans, but the mail isn't working. So they'll be shipped out first thing in the morning. And you parents have dreams, and your kids have dreams of spoken language. Late talkers, every late talker dreams of having spoken language. Every lay talker does. And And every parent who has a late talking child dreams of them using spoken language without you prompting it, of them just sharing their ideas. That's what parents want to hear. They want to hear, I like this dinner and I'm glad to spend time with you. And hey, look at the stuff I'm doing. They want to see you. You parents want to see their inspiration. You want to see their energy, and they have dreams, and this is how you pull them out, is with language facilitation. So late talkers constantly replay these memory movies, right? They have daydreams 24/7. They're playing movies in their mind, thinking these visual things, and that's how they connect. Right? Your memories, yeah, I want to have that experience again, inspire you to take action to make that experience happen again. Your inspiration is where you're like, I think I want to make chicken curry for dinner. And then you go do it. Or I haven't cooked baked chocolate chip cookies for a while. Maybe we should do that. This is where those inspiration come from, right? And they'll replay those amazing, fun things that were super facilitating, that worked super great. Even if it was just an everyday, we baked cookies together. If your kiddo, your late talker was really connected during that time, if they really liked that experience, they remember it. They do. And they want to recreate it again. They think about it. I wish mom would do that thing again. I wish she would make cookies again. I wish she would take me for a walk in the woods like we did that one time again. They daydream about those experiences because those are the things they hold on to. These were the fun moments. This is when mom was on it. This is when she was doing her best for me. And I want her to be doing her best as much as possible. They dream of you being effective language facilitators. That's what late talkers dream of. And so they recall these feelings and gain inspiration from their previous experiences, and so can you, right? So what you want to do is you want to allow these late talkers some alone time every day to reflect and process their experiences, and you want to do the same. Spend alone time every day reflecting on and processing your experiences with the late talker. And allow them spend this time together before sleep, right? When you're triggering dreams, right? To express gratitude for three positive experiences, three positive language facilitation connections that you made. You want to bring them up and you want to seed those memories in your late talker. You want to plant those images in their brain as they put their head to sleep, so that, remember, those times are when they listen best, is when they participate best, is when they try their hardest, when things are popping and skills are working. It's just like when I create these decks, after I have 14 hours of blah, 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 typing and graphic design and all that stuff, I feel exhausted but exhilarated because I did that work and it was channeled and it was in the flow and it was inspired action. And your kiddo wants you to trigger this inspired action over and over and over again. So they want you to talk about it. Ooh, we did this together and it was really fun. And I loved how well you listened and you learned so fast how to do this thing. I only had to show you one time and you picked it up right away. You want to remind them of how their effort came up with such a great result, because that's what they're dreaming about. They're dreaming about successes. They want to repeat successful experiences. They don't want to repeat hard work. Oh, tomorrow, let's get up and work hard again. They don't want to do that. They don't want to think about getting up tomorrow and going to a hard lesson. You don't want to think of going to bed thinking, oh, tomorrow I got to get up and go to the mill again and work hard. You don't. You want to lay in bed thinking tomorrow's going to be another fun day full of things that are going to help me get to my dreams. Things are going to help me transform the dreams into reality, which is what this is. Bring dreams into reality. And that's what these cards are going to inspire you to do. There are 71 of them, a big honking stack. They come in a really fun little bag and you're going to be able to learn it all. So let's see. Here's a quick question, since we still got time on Q&A. Laura says, hey, Marcy, we have a situation where if music is playing and I start singing, my little girl keeps telling me to stop. How do I solve this one? I tried to talk to her about it, but it doesn't seem to work. Ah, so funny. Your late talker, you're going to love my new project, which is it's a workbook that's coming out that's going to help you work through all the stages of late talking. Because what happens with late talkers is they get to a stage. Let me put this question back up so people can see what we're talking about here. They lay talkers get to a stage and they plateau every single time. They get to a stage, they plateau because they have to practice at that stage. And then it becomes not enough for them. And then they're motivated to move to the next stage. And then they plateau in practice and that becomes not enough. And they're motivated to move ahead. That works in three areas: in listening and speaking, trying to talk, trying to say words, putting in the effort to expand their speech, to say speech sounds more clearly, to use the right words, to be grammatically appropriate, to answer your questions, all that stuff. When they hit these levels, there's three things. Like I said, it's the expressive language, the receptive language, but also the motivation to work at it. Because what happens is they can be at a level where they're great, but their motivation to work hard, it hasn't hit the next level because they're still practicing. So the motivation goes up and down even as you hit the levels. So each level requires motivation. And what's happening is your lay talker has hit a level where she's like, I don't need that anymore. What you're giving to me is old stuff. It's the same old thing. It's boring. It's not, because she perceives you as the old way. You're not evolving with her. You're not rising up. You're doing the same old thing. And maybe you're singing whatever, but you have to let her know that she is not looking for that from you. She's looking for something else. And if she wants you, if you're singing and it happens, you can say, you don't like my voice. You like it better when the artist sings it. I know I'm no Taylor Swift, but I like to sing. And that's when you really want to stand up for your own dreams, right? Because you have dreams. I want to sing like Taylor Swift with my daughter and dance around. That's your dream. And she doesn't know how fun that is yet. Or maybe she knows how fun it is the old way you did it. And you're trying to elevate that skill. You're trying to move her to the next level, but she's not motivated and ready to do it yet. She's going to shut you down. If anything is too boring, too repetitive, too old school, or not the way I want it, they're going to shut it down. So you have to figure out, how do they want it? How do they want it? What do they want better about it? Do they want to be singing themselves? Do they want to try harder? And again, maybe your lay talker's stopping you because they want to be the one that's talking. She wants a turn. She wants to be the one performing the song instead of you. I don't know, but these are what you have to use your intuition to figure out. And that's why each one of these cards is going to come up differently in your own life. Each thing is going to be different, and it could be different day to day, right? Because it all comes together when you're in the moment talking about current situations. And then when you're not in those situations and you're by yourself and you're making your plans, you're remembering your own experiences. You're using them to make your plans and learning from your own self. You're learning from the positive things you do. You're learning from the things that don't work out. Oh, that's something I won't try again. That's how all of this works with language facilitation. You get to be your best language facilitator with that particular late talking child when you figure this out. When you get the connection, because let's say you are a preschool teacher and you've got a classroom full of 20 kids and 5 of them are late talking. And that's not an uncommon statistic, right? They've got either they're shy or they're late talking because of some physiological problem or they're tech addicted or whatever. 5 in 20. It's literally 20%, right, of what's going on with it, what's happening. It's really all about the answers to these solutions are there inside of you. And you can figure it out with these strategies. So that's why it's your self coach. Laura says, thank you. XXX to you. Thank you for your questions today, Laura, and all of you for joining me on this live Q&A. Be sure to join me every week on Thursdays. Let me get my little graphic out here. Every Thursday, parents are the best language facilitators. You can visit the website, wavesofcommunication.com. You can join me on Thursdays, every Thursday, for live Q&A. Q&A, and on Wednesdays I do a energy update where I give you the top three videos to watch this week. We talk about the language facilitation card of the week that goes with it. I'm going to be pulling these cards. I'm probably going to be doing short videos, maybe even in the middle of them, but these are the weekly energies that pretty much language facilitators are working with. And if you want more specific strategies that go for your family, that's when the tool like my language facilitation card deck right here is going to help you do it. And then there's one more thing. Oh my gosh, that I almost forgot to talk about. And I have this very special video. Hang on, I got to get it all put together. Next week, those of you in India, this is for you. There is a special. I was offered the opportunity to have a one-day sale with my Amazon Kindle version of my book, If It Isn't Fun, It Isn't Fun, Teach Your Child to Talk Faster Than Speech Therapy, for one day only on November 18th. It's 1 week from today, Thursday, November 18th. You can get the Kindle version for only INR, that's Indian rupees, 149, which is about like 99 cents US. So one day only, guys, you can get that Kindle deal. If you don't have the book, this is a good time for you to get it. If you have a nanny, a caregiver, a speech therapist, or somebody like that you want to share it with, this is a great time for you to get the book. You know, just like that, you can share the information and help everybody around you facilitate spoken language faster than therapy.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. I hope this content has inspired you to create your own positive language facilitation action plan for this week. There are tons of resources across our Waves of Communication platform, free videos on our YouTube channel, a daily blog on Facebook with opportunities for live Q&A, my book, If It Isn't Fun, It Isn't Fun, available on Amazon, and my coaching programs, including a free 90-minute introductory class. Learn about everything we do for language facilitators on our website, wavesofcommunication.com.